This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. Title fraud and theft is on the rise, especially if you own your home free and clear, or maybe you just have like thousands of dollars in equity. And we're seeing it all the time right now, all across the country. And there's only one company that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing your hard-earned equity, and that company is called Equity Protect. You can get your free risk assessment today just by going to their website. It's equityprotect.com. That is equityprotect.com. Tell them the Radio Realtors sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, if our listeners have a question or a comment, or they're just ready to hire us, all they got to do is give us a call on our hotline number. It's super easy. It's 833-32-RADIO. Program it into your phone. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with us 24/7 on our website at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And I think we have a pretty amazing show for our listeners today with these topics, Frank. So what's the first one?
Yeah, number one, 7 horrible home buyer habits you should drop if you want to buy a house this spring.
And we're talking about horrible habits, not just like sort of bad. We're talking about horrible, right? And then we're going to also do an interview with Jeff Filer, and he owns a company called Prepared Packing Services. And what they do is they prepare you for your move. They'll do all the packing for you so that all you got to do is load it into a truck and you're on your way.
Yeah. Key benefits of pre-listing home inspection.
And once again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us anytime 24/7 at our Radio Realtors hotline, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can use our live chat option 24/7 at our website, RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
So, Frank, I got a question for our listeners. Are you thinking about buying a home right now? Well, if you are, you're certainly not alone, right? With the busiest season for house hunting well underway.
It's coming.
The spring and summer home buying season is happening right now. And sellers are throwing open their doors, and buyers, also known as your competition, if you're planning to be a buyer, they're starting to show up in the masses.
Rob, how do you win when there are so many others also fighting for your dream home? Well, first you have to make sure not to screw up the job.
Yeah, and Frank, we're not pointing fingers here. Well, actually we are. I got all my fingers going right now.
Air fingers.
You know, but yeah, exactly. It's normal to make some mistakes along the way in the home buying process, whether you're a first-time home buyer or even a seasoned pro.
After all, Rob, the housing market has been vicious recently with high mortgage rates and high home prices. It's putting a lot of pressure on buyers.
However, Frank, to give you the best advantage possible, we put together some common bad habits or horrible habits that potential home buyers often display. So listen up and see if you're guilty of any of these. And then we're going to show you how, with our help, that you can hit the reset button.
All right, let's start off. The first horrible home buyer habit you should drop is not knowing what the seller wants.
What a seller wants, what a seller needs, whatever. I don't know the rest of the words. Isn't that Christina Aguilera? But Frank, in a competitive market, homes go under contract fast with multiple offers. And the truth is, sellers often go with the highest bid, but that's not always the case.
That's right, Rob. You might not even have to have the deepest pockets to win a bidding war.
Exactly, because besides price, there are many other factors the seller considers. Smart realtors like us, Rob and Frank here at the Radio Realtors, we're going to ask the seller's agent what terms are ideal for the seller. seller.
That's true. For example, the sellers might prefer a fast or longer closing time to find their new home.
Yeah, in addition, they might not want to deal with the hassle of repairs and would take a lower offer if the offer was for an as-is condition.
In addition, Rob, you can give sellers extra peace of mind by offering a large earnest money deposit or an underwritten pre-approval letter from your lender, which is almost as strong as a cash offer.
That's right, Frank. And we call that the RWA offer, ready, willing, and able. And the more stress-free that you can make the process for the seller, the better they're going to feel about working with you.
Okay, the second horrible home buyer habit you should drop is second guessing yourself.
Right, Frank. Buying a home is a big commitment, and feeling nervous about making the wrong choice, it's a real thing. But when you head down second guessing avenue after you've found your perfect home, you don't want to park there too long.
This is so true, Roberto. So once you find a home, stop shopping and second guessing your decision.
And there's one caveat here. It's unless something changes, like maybe the home that you made an offer on previously comes back on the market that you liked even better.
Okay, but other than that situation, hesitation can cost you the house if another buyer pounces while you're pussyfooting around.
I love that. I love that line, pussyfooting around. As a home buyer, you definitely don't want to be pussyfooting, for sure.
No.
Now, the third horrible home buyer habit you should drop is waiting for the unicorn.
Yeah, Rob, unicorns are mythical creatures, both in nature and in real estate.
Yeah, that's true. And Frank, on the list of common first-time home buyer mistakes is looking for the home that checks every single one of your boxes.
That's right. Looking for perfection can narrow your choices and lead you to pass over good, suitable options in the hopes that something better will come along.
Exactly. And you shouldn't let some pie in the sky thinking sabotage your home search, because looking for that unicorn home might limit your real estate search or lead you to maybe overpaying.
It can also lengthen your home search. So what should you do instead?
Well, Frank, you can keep an open mind about what's on the market right now and be willing to put in some sweat equity maybe. And there are some loan programs that can let you roll the cost of repairs and renovations into your mortgage as well. It's sort of all-in-one financing. And Frank, those are like the FHA 203K loans. There's options out there where you can get the repairs done in advance. Now, those are more lengthy loans and are—
It's a great program.
Yeah, they're great options, but you just got to realize that if you're going to go that route, it's going to take longer than your normal process.
Yep.
So it's not an 18-day close most of the time. And there's some hoops that you got to jump through. But the great thing is that we have trusted mortgage advisors that can help you do those loans as well. And so there's so many options right now. I mean, I just sat down with one of our preferred mortgage lenders just a little bit ago, and that's Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage. And Jeff was just showing this client, hey, we've got FHA, we got this, we got that. And then we found out through the conversation that this gentleman's a veteran. And so we said,
bingo.
Well, hey, you could do a VA loan. So he was still eligible for that. And that was the absolute best option for him. So there's so many different programs out there, but you need to be working with lenders and realtors that know those and can work in concert to help you get your best deal. If you want that kind of representation in your home buying or home selling process, I don't know what happened, but something just fell off the wall right behind you.
It's my phone.
It's your phone. Okay. Yeah. If you want that kind of representation from people that aren't distracted, like me and Frank, then you need to give us a call. 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with us 24/7 at our website. That is RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And don't go anywhere, because we'll be back right after this. Do you know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master, and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com, NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Brandon Tatum here, host of the Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home, got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a homebuyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the dream team, Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today. And if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too, and you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show.
Yes, we are.
You got a little bit of extra schutzpah today.
I had too much coffee this morning, well, I'll tell you.
And you know what? You're wearing this awesome shirt. It's like this, it's a lime green Frank R. Crandall Foundation golf shirt. It's a Nike shirt. It's nice.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. Looks like one of the construction workers out on the street.
And I'm wearing, well, no, not doesn't, because that's usually orange, but I'm wearing a golf shirt myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel.
Is that an Adidas?
No, I don't know what brand it is, but I really like it.
You didn't get the right sponsor.
I think it's like a Swedish brand, but I'm not 100% sure. But hey, we are Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We go by the name, The Radio Realtors. It's Rob and Frank from eXp Realty, and we are broadcasting live from the EquityProtect.com studios. And you know, we've been talking about it a lot, but you're seeing it on the television and the radio. They're talking about title fraud and home stealing. And there's actually been people that own their home free and clear, and then some scammer comes along and does a change on their title and ends up selling the home right out from under them. And it can happen to you, especially if you own your home free and clear, or maybe you have thousands and thousands of dollars in equity, or maybe you just have a home that maybe you're renting out and you don't know a lot about what's going on because maybe you live out of the area. So you want to be protected. The only company that stops this from happening totally is Equity Protect. They are the only company of its kind that we endorse. Go to their website, equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com, and get your free risk assessment today. Or better yet, when you get to their website, just call them and talk to them. They will pick up the phone and they will kind of go over the options and your risk assessment and, you know, help you decide whether or not it's a good deal for you. And if it's not, they don't feel that you need the protection, then they're going to tell you. They're not going to force you to do anything. So equityprotect.com, tell them that the Radio Realtor sent you. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking about the 7 horrible homebuyer habits that you should drop.
Horrible.
Yeah. Disgusting. Terrible. These are things that you should drop, these habits, if you want to buy a home this spring or summer. And the first one was you should drop not knowing what the seller wants. You know, one of the great things about working with the Radio Realtors is we will prod the listing agent to find out what the seller wants. And some of the listing agents out there, they will give us the information and they're not like, you know, going against their sellers, but, you know, they might be in a position where they say, hey, you know, the sellers need a
2 month rent back.
Yeah, 2 month rent back. Or they are in a hurry to sell because they're already in contract on another one. And if they can get close to this price, then they'd be good to go.
Or can we close early or whatever the case?
Yeah, exactly. And so sometimes those tidbits can help. But if you don't know anything about what the seller wants, then how can you write your best offer? And the answer is you can't, right?
Right.
So now the second horrible home buyer habit that you should drop is second guessing yourself. And this is pretty funny because
we do it all the time.
Well, yeah. Well, you mean you second guess yourself all the time?
All the time.
Well, when you're buying a home though, and let's say you find that perfect home and it's everything that you want, don't just keep on shopping for other homes thinking you're going to miss out on something, you know, that kind of thing.
Rob, there is no perfect home.
No,
I believe that.
Well, no, I agree with you, but maybe it's the ideal home for you right now.
But if it checks 7 out of the 10 boxes.
Exactly. So but don't second guess yourself if you find a home that does check 7 out of 10 boxes, right? You know, you go, hey, I like this home. This is a great home. I'm going through with this. Now, that is, maybe, you know, you saw a home that you liked even better and you missed out on it and it came back on the market. That might be a situation where you pivot and you second guess, you know. But that's why you have us to help you every step of the way. Now, the third horrible home buyer habit you should drop is waiting for the unicorn house. You know, they talk about that unicorn. It's like the perfect house, you know, and like spotting a unicorn, you know, in the world. I mean, very rarely do we see them. I know that they're in the Bible, apparently, but I don't know what that might be. First Hallucinations, that book that I haven't read, but I've heard that there's unicorns in the Bible. So they probably existed at some point in time. But looking for that unicorn house could make you never buy a home,
right?
Because you're never going to find that unicorn house. Now, what is the next one, Frank?
Yeah, the fourth horrible buyer habit you should drop is you're asking for too many freebies from the seller.
Yeah, Frank, have you ever toured a home that is beautifully furnished or has all the high-end appliances you could ever want for your dream kitchen? Well, it's tempting to ask the seller to throw in some of your favorite stuff gratis for free, right? But that 8-burner Viking stove might not be included in the home sale, right?
That's right, Rob. Asking for everything for free can come across as difficult and impolite. Instead, focus on negotiations that benefit both parties involved.
Yeah, you got to be fair. And this approach shows you that you're serious and respectful of the seller's investment, increasing the likelihood of reaching a mutually beneficial agreement.
That's right. So the fifth horrible home buying habit you should drop is not asking the right questions.
Yeah, Frank, who can blame you for not remembering the essential questions to ask when you're buying a home, when you're captivated by things like the gorgeous quartz countertops and the spacious master bedroom and the built-in pool with custom waterfalls?
However, Rob, many critical elements inside and outside the home are far more important than the aesthetics.
Right, Frank. And you need to ask questions like, how old is the roof? And how old is the heating and cooling system?
Or are there easements or property line disputes with the home?
Yep. Don't focus on the shiny appliances or the white shaker cabinets.
Yeah, you're buying more than what meets the eye and not asking important questions. It could be costly.
That's right, Frank. Now, the sixth horrible home buyer habit that you should drop is waiving inspections.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Rob, waiving inspections to gain a competitive edge over other buyers has become more common in a hot seller's market.
It sure has, Frank. And foregoing an inspection can be very appealing to a seller because there's less of a chance that the buyers discover an expensive problem that they're going to want fixed, and it keeps the closing process on track.
However, Rob, as realtors, we would never suggest a buyer waive their inspection. Waiving the inspection could cost the buyer tens of thousands of dollars and cause major headaches down the road.
Yeah, but you could still entice the seller with a strong offer by maybe including an as-is condition clause, which would allow an inspection. However, the seller isn't responsible for repairs, and we've seen this work well, you know, several times.
Okay, here we go. The seventh horrible home buyer habit you should drop is buying more house than you can afford.
Yeah, Frank, first-time home buyers need to know that it's easy to fall in love with homes that might stretch your budget, but overextending yourself is never a good idea.
I agree. And with home prices trending upward, it's especially important to stick close to your budget.
Exactly. And buying more home than you can afford can put you at a higher risk of foreclosure if you fall on some tough financial times. And you're going to have less room in your monthly budget for other bills and expenses.
And Rob, being house poor can also crowd out other opportunities such as funding a retirement account, a child's education fund, or saving for a vacation.
I agree, Frank. So here's what you do instead. Focus on what monthly payment you can afford rather than fixating on the maximum loan amount you qualify for. Just because you can qualify for a $650,000 loan doesn't mean you can comfortably handle the monthly payments that come along with your other financial obligations.
And here's the dealio, Rob. Every borrower's case is different. So factor in your whole financial profile when determining how much house you can afford.
And the best way to determine how much house you can comfortably afford is to reach out to the Radio Realtors. We will pair you up with one of our trusted mortgage loan advisors to go over all of your options to help you have confidence as a home buyer. And then once you have that pre-approval and the confidence you need to buy a great home within your means, we're going to get you out there to tour some homes that match your wants, needs, and desires.
Give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or live chat with us anytime at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
Folks, we got to pay some bills, so we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Brandon Tatum here, host of The Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home, got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a home buyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the Dream Team, Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com, DRE number 01406275.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and I just love this time of year. Longer days, warmer weather, but it also means it's allergy season. Did you know that 1 in 5 Northern Californians suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside of our homes? I mean, think about it. Dust, dander, pollen, and even bacteria living and breeding in your carpet, your upholstery, and other surfaces with nowhere to go. So what can you do about it? Call my friends at Zero Res. Right now, you can beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking. And this month, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. You owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Kramer.
Let's go and sell some homes. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Frank, title fraud and deed theft and house stealing is on the rise, especially if you own your home free and clear or you have thousands of dollars in equity. And there's only one company that we know of that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing that hard-earned equity that you've built up over the years, and that's Equity Protect. So get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your counsel of real estate.
I have Jeff Feiler. He is the owner of Prepared Packing Services. And if you want to have your home packed up for you so that you can just move it yourself, they will pack up everything for you and get it ready to go. It's in boxes. It's all safe. And then all you got to do is load up your U-Haul and you're out of here.
What a godsend.
And they do some great things. Hey, thanks for being here, Jeff.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about, you have a company and it's a relatively new company, but you're not new to the industry. It's called Prepared Packing Services. Just tell us a little bit about you and what you guys do.
Well, I started in the moving industry when at a very young age, working up.
You were just like barely crawling, right?
Yeah.
Barely out of diapers.
I spent a lot of time during my summers in high school and all the way up, you know, now even as far as driving across coast to coast. I'm starting this business just to help people out in the moving industry to kind of do it themselves and find a cheaper route and a safer route to get their stuff from one place to another.
And so what do you guys do specifically? Because I think that that packing portion, that seems like the toughest thing. And that's one of your main things that you guys do, right?
Yes. Well, what I've noticed throughout the years is that when people want to pack themselves, it gets overwhelming quick because usually they're dealing with the sale of the house and everything that comes with that.
Sure.
Well, what I would do is I come in there and I'd help them get their stuff prepared so they can move and do it themselves at a lot quicker and more cost-effective way compared to other, like a full-service moving company would.
Okay. Do you have a, maybe a kind of an example of this type of service and a real-life example that you could tell?
Just recently, a lady was moving from Rancho Cordova, and she called in asked for an estimate. So I came in there, and I gave her an estimate just to pack her belongings. Mm-hmm. So she could move it from Rancho Cordova to wherever she was headed.
Okay.
And it was about $1,400 for me to pack it, which is about 25 less than what an actual moving company would do.
Yeah, so about 25% less than what a traditional moving company would charge.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's a pretty significant savings. So a lot of times people, I think that they look at the whole moving experience and they talk to a moving company, and sometimes these are several thousand dollars for these
moving estimates. I mean, I've seen them as far as maybe just moving from California to, let's say, Arizona, and it was $12,000, $13,000. You know, I've seen some big, big numbers, and that is a big pill for someone to swallow these days. What you're saying is that you guys come in, you help them get all these things packed up and ready to go so that they can just put it on a U-Haul or whatever and drive it off themselves. Is that correct?
That is correct. It just makes it a lot easier for them to organize it and get it situated so the day of the move, their stuff's already in boxes and ready to go. I've been in the industry a long time, and if I'm moving someone that's not fully packed, it causes chaos for everybody,
sure,
for the mover and for the homeowner, for the simple fact that we have to move whatever's on their dressers and everything else out of the way, just to load a truck.
Right. Now, what are some of the things, so you know, people are worried about China, and there are things that maybe like television and stereos and things like that. Is there a special process that you do for these certain items? And do you put in bubble wrap, or how does it normally work?
I'm not a big fan of bubble wrap. I use what we in the moving industry is white paper.
Okay.
White paper, you're able to pack things tighter. And the tighter you pack things, the less chance of damage of your belongings, from TVs to China and stuff like that.
Okay.
And one other thing I know is a lot of people who don't move for a living like I do, they don't know how to pack that stuff. And I've seen people pack their plates flat. And then when they get their dishes to the other end, because they packed them flat, their china's broken in half, compared to packing it on end where it's strongest to make it.
Yeah. So there's tricks that you know about that us lay people wouldn't know how to do. So now, basically, you would say, tell me what you want packed up, and I'll give you an estimate on that. And then once you guys, you know, agree on a price, then you come in and you are able to just pack all their items, get them all into boxes so that they can be ready to be moved. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I also, if a lot of people nowadays, to save some money, they go on Craigslist or Facebook or whatever they go on these days, and they get boxes from people, free boxes from people.
Sure.
I mean, if people still want to save even more money, if they have those boxes, I can come in and pack those boxes for them as well.
Okay.
But I can provide all the packing material they need.
Very cool. The other thing that you said that you do, and I was checking out a flyer on your business, is that you do pressure washing, and you do
junk removal,
right?
Kind of staging a house to help, you know, declutterize it, I guess you'd
say. Okay. So, I mean, that's a huge thing. We talk about that is that, you know, when you're getting your home ready for the market, decluttering and minimalizing your home is a great idea. And so you would come and help them pack up those things that they don't need for the sale of their home to make it look, you know, more presentable. Is that correct?
Yeah. And then most time people, when they stage a home, they take the boxes and hide them somewhere in the garage or a closet or something like that.
Right.
So we move it for them that way.
Very cool. And what about pressure washing? You said you do pressure washing. So is that like sidewalks, garage, driveway, those types of things?
Driveway, walkways. That's the type of stuff I pressure wash. And plus junk removal, depending on, you know, I'm not going to be hauling away a huge slab of cement, but, you know, get rid of shrubs and maybe junk that they don't want anymore.
Yeah, maybe the old furniture and those types of things. It's amazing what you accumulate over, you know, just a few years.
Yeah, with the furniture, if some people want to get rid of furniture, I actually work with a group out in Yuba City where I would take the furniture to them to help out families.
Okay.
Just donate the furniture.
So donate the furniture and they kind of refurbish it and
get it to
families in need?
Yes.
Oh, that's a very cool thing. So we're talking to Jeff Feiler. He's the owner of Prepared Packing Services. And let me give you guys their phone number real quick. It's 916-316-8904. They're going to be having their website is in development right now. So as soon as we have that, we can get that to you as well. But it's 916-316-8904. Jeff is a fine man. I've known him for a long, long time. And he's fair and he's honest. And so if you're thinking about moving, it might be a great idea to give him a call to have them come out and just take a look at what you want packed up, what that cost is going to be, because I can tell you if you're into the saving money and the DIY part of moving, this is a really, really good way to go because he can help you get all that packed up. So literally all you got to do is load it up on a truck and it's on its way. Now, what happens when they get to their destination? What if they want someone like you to unpack their stuff to get it into the new place?
Well, I do have I've been in the industry a long time, like I said.
Sure.
And so I have connections throughout the United States that I could contact them and have them help you out with unloading your truck, even help you unpack your boxes and get rid of your boxes for you.
Right. Now, would you say as far as moving goes, it seems like the packing part is the most stressful and time-consuming thing.
Yeah, the packing becomes more time-consuming and stressful for the sole purpose that when people want to do it themselves, they don't plan out well enough to get themselves packed.
Right.
And I've seen them more than one occasion where people want to pack their stuff and move day comes and they're not ready because it does take time, because you want to take time to pack your china and your pictures and your TV so that they, while they're in the moving part, they don't get damaged.
Right.
And so that's the most time consuming because you are going to protect your stuff.
Right. Well, it does seem to me that also, you know, you got to purchase the right supplies and all that. And it would be much better to have a professional that is going to come in and give you a quote. And then that's going to include the boxes and the supplies to safeguard your items, right?
Yes.
And that's worth it to me.
Whenever I give an estimate, it will be for material and everything that you, the customer, wants done. Mm-hmm. I'll have a written estimate that they will know about and how much it's going to cost them for the services that I provide.
Excellent. So is there any final words that you want to leave with our listeners today?
Moving can be very stressful if you don't prepare well enough. But getting yourself prepared for a move from day one, from when you're going to sell your place, will make your life a whole lot easier through the entire move.
I would totally agree with that. Well, I tell you what, folks, if you're getting ready to put your home on the market, obviously we'd love to have you give us a call so that we can come out and give you a comparable market analysis to tell you exactly what your home is worth in this market. But sellers right now, you could have the upper hand if you price your home well and it's in good shape and it's in an area where people are wanting to buy. So we would love to give you that market analysis. And then one of the things that we can always have done is have Jeff come out and give you a bid on helping you get those things packed away so that your home is in the most presentable condition it possibly can be in. So Jeff's phone number is 916-316-8904. The company is Prepared Packing Services. And if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, you can do so at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with us 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master, and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com, NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and EXP Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com, DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four
four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today, and if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too, and you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the EquityProtect.com studios. And if you are concerned about your home being stolen or your equity being stolen because maybe you own your home free and clear, or maybe you have thousands and thousands of dollars of equity, or maybe you have multiple properties, well, there's a company out there that will stop that from happening at all. And they're called Equity Protect. And the best way to get a hold of them is go to their website. It's EquityProtect.com. You can ask for a free risk assessment today at EquityProtect.com. But also, you can actually get on the phone with somebody and go over your specific scenarios on your home or homes, and they will look at everything and tell you where your risk level is, whether it's low, medium, or high. And I will tell you, even if it's just like a medium level, sometimes it's good to have this because you just don't want to have the problem ever. And there are people that we have heard of that have actually had their homes sold right out from under
them. It's real, folks.
Yeah. And you know, and you might be able to get your home back, but it's a pain in the tuchus, right? Because you got to get a lawyer and you've got to do all this stuff, and you're going to spend quite a bit of money to get everything back to normal when you could have avoided the whole thing if you just talked to Equity Protect first. So get a hold of them at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com, and tell them that the Radio Realtors sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
I was figuring you might not know who you were for a second. You didn't respond that fast. What's going on? Did you have a glitch?
I had a glitch.
You had a glitch in your get-along?
Yeah.
Well, we are wrapping up the show.
Oh, man, that thing went fast.
It was a quick show. And that was a great interview with Jeff Filer. If you need to get stuff packed up so you can get ready to go, or you just need to get your home spruced up, that guy is the man, and he can help you out. So
moving's the worst.
Yeah, it is. It's super unfun.
And if you've been entrenched in your house for a long time,
you'll
find things that you've been looking for years.
you go, what is this? Yeah.
I don't have enough boxes.
Yeah.
I can't lift this.
Yeah. Jeff can help you with all that.
Yeah.
So Frank, for this final segment of the show, we're going to talk about pre-listing home inspections. One of our favorite things. And I really like it when sellers are willing to do these in advance rather than having buyers conduct them on their own.
Yeah. We insist. We really like them. Pre-listing inspections are a key component in the real estate transaction, but are often overlooked by home sellers.
Yep. And if done properly, the pre-listing home inspection allows sellers to gain a very clear understanding of the status of their property, and then they can fix any issues before putting the home on the market or properly set the asking price.
That's right, Rob. As real estate pros here in NorCal, we often suggest sellers do a pre-listing home inspection to aid in the efficiency of the transaction process and reduce surprises that may arise from the inspection.
So what do you say, Frank? Should we discuss some key benefits of pre-listing inspections?
Bring it.
All right. Well, the first key benefit of a pre-listing inspection is that you can uncover any issues.
That's right, Rob. A pre-listing inspection will provide sellers with a clear understanding of any issues there are in the home.
Right. The inspector is going to provide the seller a list of issues that they can both address and fix prior to placing the home on the market, or lay out the issues to potential buyers up front.
Exactly. And this will result in saving the seller both time and money.
Absolutely. Now, the second key benefit of a pre-listing inspection is that you can save money.
That's right. Pre-listing home inspections generally cost the same as a standard home inspection, and the inspection can provide immense value.
Yeah. However, Frank, instead of having only a few days to fix problems after a buyer's home inspection, the pre-listing inspection will alert the seller of issues before the home even goes on the market.
And Rob, this provides the sellers plenty of time to compare cost of repairs and negotiate prices without having a time constraint.
Yeah, and but by providing full disclosure up front, along with any repairs that were made, buyers will have acknowledged the existing condition of the home, and this reduces the risk of buyers from coming back to the seller and asking for more money off the sale price.
All right, the third key benefit of a pre-listing inspection is that you can boost marketability.
Right, Frank. Transparency is a key driver in the home selling process. And having a pre-listing home inspection, it aids in disclosure to the potential buyers, and it's going to earn the sellers, you, if you're a seller, a higher level of trust with those buyers.
I agree. Having the information readily available will make your home more attractive to buyers and benefit you sellers by getting your home sold quickly.
And remember, the goal of a home inspection is to provide a true reflection of any issues concerning the home and offer guidance in solving those issues. So leveraging the knowledge and the experience of professionals ensures critical issues aren't missed and reports are received in a timely fashion, and sellers are enabled to move the home efficiently through the real estate transaction.
And if you're ready to get your home on the market for the hottest selling season of the year, give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or live chat with a member of our team anytime at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, to wrap up the show, we're going to let you know of an incredible new listing that we have in Carmichael, and we're calling this one Cool in Carmichael. So if you'd like more information, just text the word cool to 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Now, the subdivision where this home is located is called Western Hills, and you're super familiar with that because you just had a listing close on this exact same street, Frank.
Yep.
Yeah, so you know the area. And this home is a spacious 4-bedroom, 3 full bathroom, 1,848-square-foot home. And for that area, it is larger than most of the homes. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second. But this is a home perfect for multi-generational living. So if you've got grandma and grandpa moving in with you, or, you know, mom and dad and the kids are moving in, and, you know, you've got a big family, this is a great place for you because it has 2 separate master bedrooms. And the kitchen, check this out, it features Venetian gold granite countertops, ample maple cabinetry, and stainless steel appliances. And you also enjoy the expansive living room, and it's got engineered hardwood flooring, a cozy brick fireplace, and access to your own private backyard. And it's super private back there. And it's a good size. It's not too big. It's low maintenance back there. And then this home was partially remodeled in 2017, and there was a professionally completed with permits conversion of the garage into that second master bedroom, complete with a master bathroom featuring heated flooring. And this addition also offers outside access and a separate HVAC system for that master bedroom that was added. And the original master bedroom is located at the back of the home, and all of the bedrooms that they have, all 4, are generously sized. Outside, you're going to appreciate the minimal maintenance turfed front yard. So it's really cool. When I was over there, I wanted to go kick the soccer ball around on it with my grandbaby, because it's just perfect for, you know, relaxing out there. And it's actually a little bit private too, because they have some trees and things in the front of the yard that kind of block that area. So you really can't even see the front yard right from the street there. And you've also got nearby amenities, parks, schools, and that they provide a lot of convenience. It's not super far from Home Depot. So if you need to do some home improvement tasks, you can just go right down the street. It's also close to hospitals and everything. It's just a great location for almost everything. Cool and Carmichael is situated also on a dead end street with a beautiful park nearby. And this home offers a fantastic location. And all you have to do is bring your own vision here and personal touches to make this home your own. The list price is $499,900. And once again, if you want to see this great home that we call Cool and Carmichael, all you got to do is text the word cool to 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And Matt is telling me that's all the time we have for this show, Frank.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of The Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Spring is a beautiful time of year. The flowers are in bloom, the weather is warming up, and it's the perfect time to tackle some much-needed cleaning in your home. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and one aspect of spring cleaning you don't want to overlook is your carpets. Not only is it essential for the appearance and hygiene of your home, but it can also have health benefits for you and your family, and that's why I only recommend Zero Res. With Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems, they will extract dirt, dust, dander, pollen, bacteria, and germs out of your carpet so your home will look and smell like a home should. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. And right now, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner starting at just $139. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Tell them you want the KTKZ special. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.